and Shatrughna. All the sons equally capable of ruling the kingdom. The coronation ceremony of his eldest son, Shri Ram. All the citizens eagerly await the enthroning of their beloved Shri Ram. The entire atmosphere surcharged in an ocean of bliss. And that bliss reaching the shores of that royal lineage. But one evil eye and 14 years of exile.
Such a beautiful deer. It has completely captured my heart.
Oh Raghunandan, this creature is definitely not just an animal. Have you ever heard of a golden deer? It is surely some demon in disguise. In fact, I think it is that Mayavi Rakshas, Marij.
No, no, Aryaputra, this is impossible. How can such an effulgent deer be a demon? Please, please get that deer for me.
Lakshman, just see what an intense desire Sita has developed to acquire that deer. And yes, its form is truly enchanting.
But my lord,
Lakshman, if it turns out to be a demon, it must be killed. Or else, it shall beautify the gardens of Ayodhya. Lakshman, take good care of Janki.
Sita! Lakshman! Sita!
Lakshman, that voice is surely of your brother. He seems to be in great danger. My lord desperately needs your help. Go, Lakshman, go!
Mate, don't worry. He'll be fine.
Sumitra Kumar! How can you? How can you keep standing here when your brother is dying out there, calling out for your help? Either you're a coward or an enemy in disguise. Lakshman, your evil plan now stands exposed. You wretch! You actually developed a desire to acquire me?
Mate!
And hence, now you simply wish the destruction of my beloved husband.
No. No, mother, no. Please don't use such harsh words. For they are piercing my heart like sharp arrows. This Lakshman can tolerate thousands of wounds afflicted by demons. But your words of insult are unbearable to me. Hey, Videha Nandini. Let the three worlds combined with the demigods and demons attack. One arrow of Sri Ram is enough to slay them all. My lord has entrusted upon me your safety, and hence I cannot leave you alone. Mother, please be peaceful. Lord Ram's safety is assured.
Peaceful? How can a person be peaceful when his very life is in danger? Lakshman! Take this as my order. Leave now. If you do not go immediately, I shall give up my life.
No, mother, no. Please don't say that. If you give up your life, how will I ever face Lord Ram? All right then. If this is your final order, then I shall leave immediately. But my only request is, no matter what happens, please don't cross this line. Lakshman, what are you doing here? And where is Sita? Is she alone? I can't believe this. You have actually left her alone? Why, Lakshman, why? What could I do, brother? The harsh words of Mother Sita made me helpless and she forced me to leave. Forced you to leave? Forced you to leave? Lakshman, do you know what a blunder you have committed? You have left Sita all alone in the forest? How could you take the words of a disturbed woman so seriously? I am really worried about her safety now. I had specifically left you there for Sita's protection. But Lakshman, you! No, my lord! No!
This was the unfortunate situation of Sri Lakshman. In the selfless service of Lord Ram and Mother Sita, Lakshman, as a younger brother, had to undergo many such hardships. Being younger, Lakshman in this incarnation was always suppressed. Hence, in the leelas of his next incarnation, Lakshman decided to appear as Shri Krishna's elder brother, Lord Balram. Come, let us all enter Dwapar Yug in the holy land of Sri Vrindavan Dham.
Kana, where are you running?
No, nowhere.
Kana, today you've lost. So you have to obey all of Daoji's orders.
Krishna, today you have to massage Daoji's feet.
No, wait. First you have to carry Balram on your back.
No, Kana, jump like a monkey.
No. Krishna, dance like a peacock.
Kana, leave all this. Just listen to me. Today you should feed us lots of tasty, delicious laddus. Krishna, come here. I wanted to tell you a very important thing from many days. You know, you are not the son of Nand Baba and Yashoda Mai. You are the little brother of Dao.
So Krishna, you have to do whatever Daoji says.
छोटी छोटी गैया छोटे छोटे ग्वाल छोटो समेर मदन गोपाल छोटी छोटी लखुटी छोटे छोटे हाथ बंसी बजावे मेरो मदन गोपाल
छोटी छोटी गैया छोटे छोटे
खाती गैया दूध पीते ग्वाले मक्खन मिश्री खावे मेरो मदन गोपाल छोटी छोटी गैया छोटे छोटे ग्वाल छोटो सो मेरो मदन गोपाल अरे छोटो सो मेरो मदन गोपाल पीछे पीछे ग्वाल बीच में मेरो मदन गोपाल
और इस तरह से गुजरा श्री कृष्ण और बलराम का बचपन। कुछ वर्षों बाद जब बलराम जी द्वारका में अपनी रानियों सहित वन विहार कर रहे थे तब वहां द्विविड़ नामक एक भयानक गोरिल्ला आया और उसने आतंक मचाना शुरू किया। फिर वह भयानक गोरिल्ला वहां पर उपस्थित रानियों के साथ दुर्व्यवहार करने लगा।
And in this way, Divid Gorilla's life came to an end by the hands of Lord Balram. Come, let us all now enter Kaliyug. Kaliyug, the age of quarrel and hypocrisy. And in this age, to deliver the fallen conditioned souls, appeared their lordships. Shri Shri Kaur Nithai. Jagai and Madai were Navdeep's most cruel, evil-hearted and ferocious personalities. Born in Brahminical families, they were actually known as Jagdanand and Madhavanand, but their sinful acts degraded them to Jagai and Madai. Murder, theft, robbery, violence, not a single day would pass without committing such acts. These two demons had completely terrorized all the residents of Navdeep. In Kaliyug, Lord Balram descends as Sri Nityanand. On the order of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Nityanand, along with Haridas Thakur, would go house to house distributing the holy name. One such day, they encountered Jagai and Madai.
Haridas, look at these two unfortunate souls suffering in the dark ignorance of this material world. They desperately need the mercy of the holy name, Haridas.
But my lord,
Bhulo Krishna, Bhajo Krishna, Laho Krishna Naam. Krishna Mata, Krishna Pita, Krishna Dhana Pran.
My dear friends, please chant the holy names of Lord Krishna. He is your father, he is your mother, he is the wealth of your life.
Father, mother, wealth of our life. Avdut, we know only this wealth. just go away, don't trouble us.
But my dear friends, aren't you afraid of the consequences of your sinful deeds?
Afraid? Now we aren't afraid. Yeah, we are not afraid.
But my friends,
don't you understand? Jagai! Jagai, catch him! Jagai, catch him! Get hold of them! Don't let them escape!
Abdul, where are you running?
Come and enjoy with us!
My lord, what were you up to? What a fool! What a fool I was to go with you!
Don't worry, Haridas. They shall surely be delivered.
The next day,
who in this universe is more sinful than these two? If they become devotees, then Lord Chaitanya's glory will spread in all the three worlds, and Krishna Bhakti would be accepted by one and all. My dear brothers, please chant the holy names of Sri Krishna.
You? How dare you come again?
It seems that this Avdhut doesn't care for his life. Jagai! Before I do something, just throw him away!
But my friends...
Friends!
Krishna! The pain experienced by this wound is nothing
compared to the pain I'm feeling seeing your pitiable condition. I beg you, please, once, just once chant the names of Shri Krishna.
No, Madhai, no! Don't harm this poor Avdhoot! Sudarshan!
No, my lord, no! Have you forgotten? The real purpose of your incarnation is not to kill the sinners, but to kill the sinful tendencies within their hearts. Hence I request you to kindly forgive these two. Else, my lord, you will have to destroy each and every living being in this world. In fact, my lord, it was Jagai who saved me from the assault of Madhai.
Jagai! Jagai!
Oh my lord, please also bestow your mercy upon me.
No, Madhai, you are an offender. I shall never forgive you.
Offense? What offense? No, my lord, no. Please shower your mercy upon Madhai and bestow upon him the shelter of your lotus feet.
Balaram, Balaram, Jaya Jaya Balaram.